Tennessee's governor is on the brink of killing off that state's landmark health insurance program, TennCare. If he does, an estimated 430,000 Tennesseans will lose their coverage. Advocates for the poor are watching the situation in Tennessee with alarm. They're worried not just about what happens there, but what it could mean for other states struggling to deliver health care to their most vulnerable citizens. NPR's Judy Rovner has this report.
10 years ago, Tennessee launched one of the most far-reaching health experiments in the nation. It scrapped its traditional Medicaid program. In its place, the state created an all-managed care program called TennCare. The idea was that putting poor people into HMOs would produce enough savings to cover all the state's uninsured citizens, not just those lucky enough to qualify for Medicaid. But while enrollment grew, the savings never materialized. Today, TennCare covers 1.3 million state residents, more than one out of every five, at a cost of more than $7 billion a year. With no changes, says Tennessee's Democratic governor, Phil Bredesen.
The state needs to come up with $650 million state dollars next year to fund the program. We expect our revenue growth to be $400 or $450 million. There is no way in the world that I can conceive of the state of Tennessee coming up with that kind of money to continue this program.
So 2 weeks ago, Bredesen announced some shocking news.
As of this morning, I've set in motion a process to dissolve TennCare and to replace it with a traditional Medicaid program similar to what's found in at least 40 other states.
But Michelle Johnson says Tennessee's new Medicaid wouldn't be that similar to other states. She's a staff attorney with the Tennessee Justice Center. It's been fighting with the state for years to ensure that TennCare enrollees get the services they've been promised.
This proposal will take Tennessee from the top third of states to the very bottom, the most restrictive Medicaid program in the nation.
The problem is that regardless of whether TennCare lives or dies, Tennessee will have to dramatically cut back the services it provides under Medicaid, at least according to the governor. He's already asked the federal government for permission to trim services below the federal minimums. For example, Johnson says under the governor's proposal for a scaled-back TennCare, people will still have some insurance, but could be denied such basic services as home health care or asthma medication.
Basic rights that this governor wants to take away from the children of Tennessee while every other child in every other state continues to benefit from them.
National groups are almost as worried about the governor's proposed changes to TennCare as they are if it's discontinued. Victoria Joaquino is with the liberal think tank, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
I think it raises the question, when is health insurance coverage not really health insurance coverage?
For example, Joaquino says, the state is proposing to limit doctor visits for many patients to 10 per year, and it wants a whole new definition of when care is medically necessary.
That is substantially more restrictive than what private insurers have and than what other Medicaid programs have, with the likely effect that beneficiaries wouldn't be able to receive the services they need.
Reforming the Medicaid program is near the top of the agenda for the returning Republican Congress. President Bush has already floated a proposal that would cap federal funding, but give states more flexibility to fashion programs as they see fit. Republicans say that could lead to more targeted programs, but Joaquino says it's just code for more cuts.
Unfortunately, and I think the Tennessee example illustrates this really well, there's not more money on the table coming from either the state or the federal government. It's almost impossible to improve health care coverage, and instead, you're likely to see states using some of these new authorities to scale back health coverage.
And capping federal Medicaid spending without taking into account health care inflation, she says, will only make matters worse.
And I think that would create some real risks that we would see more situations like Tennessee, because states would really be left holding the bag for the growing costs of health care coverage for seniors, children, and people with disabilities.
State officials and the Tennessee Justice Center are still negotiating over a mutually acceptable scaled-back TennCare. A decision is expected early next month. Congress is likely to take up the Medicaid issue early next year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.